USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Numerous deaths have been reported after tornadoes ripped through Alabama and Georgia.
The National Weather Service said some of the worst damage is in Selma, Alabama. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey praised the people of her state as they deal with such devastation.
Typical of the values that we Alabamians have, that we just flat help everybody when we can.
Officials fear the death toll may rise as search and rescue efforts continue across the region. I'm Dave Collins.
Residents of the rain-soaked West see even more wet weather. Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service.
Totals for Friday through Saturday night, again, kind of 1 to 2, 2.5 inches across most of the valley, 3 to 4, 4.5 inches across the foothills.
Gusty winds could down trees and power poles. One last weak event comes on Wednesday next week before the storm door slams shut. A human error is to blame for the FAA system failure that grounded thousands of flights across the nation earlier this week. It was caused by someone who did not follow proper procedure while accessing the Notice to Air Mission system on Wednesday. The error damaged a data file within the over 30-year-old computer system. The U.S. Treasury Secretary warning the nation will hit its debt limit next week.
Janet Yellen notified Congress that the Treasury Department will begin taking steps to avoid default. In a letter to Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Yellen noted that the Treasury is not currently able to estimate how long those actions will let the U.S. continue to pay for government obligations. She did urge Congress to, quote, act promptly to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The market closing with stocks higher as the S&P notched its best week since November. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The House Judiciary Committee will look into President Biden's potential mishandling of classified documents from his time as vice president. Fox News reports committee chair Jim Jordan will also conduct oversight into the Justice Department's review of the matter, including the appointment of special counsel Robert Hur. One House Democrat suggesting the Biden documents might have been planted. Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson questions the timing of everything.
I'm also aware of the fact that things can be planted on people. Things can be planted in places and then discovered conveniently.
This particular lawmaker, known for making rather outlandish claims in the past, the CDC and the FDA are looking into concerns the Pfizer COVID vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older. The CDC notes that overall, the data suggests it's, quote, very unlikely there is a true clinical risk, and Dr. Anthony Fauci is praising the agency for being open. The agencies use a safety monitoring system that identified a, quote, preliminary signal that they found important to share with the public while they continue to evaluate data. A leopard that had gone missing at the Dallas Zoo has now been found. The zoo was closed much of the day after the clouded leopard named Nova was reported missing from its habitat. When staff members arrived, the zoo later reported the leopard had been found still on the grounds at the zoo, not far from its original habitat. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.